Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Good evening, folks. As always, you know, I have to start out the show with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. As Keith Wright said, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. You know, if we can get those words and get those words deeply embedded into the brains and the memories and the minds of our children, man, this place would be such a wonderful place. You know, and things would be so much easier, so much easier. But, you know, that's not always the case. So we have to continue to push on. Move on and move forward. And in doing that, we have this vehicle here, the great vehicle here, the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And I am your host, M.H. Scott, here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And I'm going to have to tell you again, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show this evening. Because I got a guest on, and my guest is excited. I just finished talking to her. We just did a little, you know, just get a feel for making sure that we got the energy right. I'm telling you, get ready to buckle those seatbelts, folks, because you may get some information that you wasn't ready for. But let me tell you from this perspective, whatever you get is going to be nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. You know, the experiences that many of us have went through and the experiences that some of us are going through now, hey, it's always a great insight. Great insight. And when you can learn, have the opportunity to learn from somebody that have already had that experience, you're in a win-win situation. You're in a win-win situation. So, you know, folks, that's all I can say. But again, you know, we got to start it out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and Keith brings us that little piece that he put together just for the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Hey, anytime this evening you want to join in on the conversation, you can always give us a call at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Chime in on the conversation. We love to hear from you. We know that you got some insight, and we know that you got some things that you want to bring to the table, or you may just have a question for myself or my guests. Never know. Never know. Or you may be able to share something with us that we haven't experienced. So, you know, that's always a blessing in itself because I'm always eager to learn, eager to learn. Well, folks, enough about me, enough about the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You know, we've been doing our thing since about 2010. So enough said about that. I want to introduce to you this evening, folks, our special guest. Now, our special guest is coming to us straight from Ohio. And I want to make sure I'm not going to say too many things because I don't want her to come in and introduce herself. But, you know, we just met just by chance. And it was like a good chemistry because I knew she had a son that was going through the recruiting process, and I knew that I was able to share some things with her. And at the same time, I watched her son as he went through the process, and And I'm not even going to try to tell you a whole lot more about her. I'm just going to go ahead and start and just bring her on the line and let her tell you about herself. Annette, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're blessed to have you. We're blessed to have you.
Thank you.
Well, just give us a little introduction and tell us who we have on the line this evening.
My name is Annette, and I'm a basketball mom. My son is a freshman at Syracuse. My husband and I, he's our only child, and it's been quite a ride. It's been a blessed ride, and like I was telling you earlier today, I started Basketball Mom Diaries because I do believe that you're blessed to be a blessing, and if there's any way we can pay forward any information or tidbits or encouragement for anybody out there going through the recruiting process, I'd like to be able to do so.
Okay, well, you know, she slid all that in and one good, empty, quick and easy spilled mouthful, but, you know, she has a whole lot more to tell us, folks, and we're going to see if we're going to pry some of that out of her this evening so we can get the real good story going on. But before I even go on that far, hey, how's my brother Fred doing? He doing all right?
He is doing wonderful. We just celebrated our 22nd anniversary yesterday. So.
All right.
Good
all right.
Stuff.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. And get a chance to tell him I said, hey, and hopefully he'll be able to join in on the call as well.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's a few things that I want to find out, and, you know, I want to know, why did you start Basketball Mom's Diary? You know, what caused you to create that? Tell us some more background behind that. I know you have that passion to be able to give and share some
mm-hmm.
insight, but give us a little bit more background behind that.
Just a lot of people were calling me, asking me about the process and, you know, how we handled it and, you know, even how we made our decision and what people were kind of along with us along the way, what were good, you know, good situations, what were not so good situations, and just avoiding the traps. And I know for us, you know, it was a first-time situation, but we did have people in our life that had kind of paid it forward to us. So we just wanted to be able, you know, I wanted to be able to do that as well. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I've been a stay-at-home mom since Matthew was born. And so now I kind of find myself in a different place in life because he's in college, and, you know, Syracuse is about 7 hours away from Ohio, so he's a long way from home. And I just thought this would be good, you know, to be able to give back, because I'm a firm believer you are blessed to be a blessing. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. I did my first interview with Kyle Guy's mom. She'll be the first basketball mom interview, and it launches September 1st. And her son is a freshman at Virginia right now.
All right, UVA.
Yeah. Yep, UVA, Kyle Guy. And it was good. It was good. And I, she's a friend of mine. So that was a great first interview. She kind of helped me, you know, get some good questions and help me, kind of put things in motion. Then my second interview will be, Laquita Gooden, who is Quentin Gooden's mom. And her son is a freshman at Xavier University.
Xavier.
But I have a lot. Yep. Xavier, you know, Ohio. In Cincinnati, but I have a lot of people lined up to interview. Some are going to be D1, some are D2, some are, you know, NAIA. I'm a firm believer that anybody that has the opportunity to play basketball on the next level, and either get free college or partially free college, while doing what they love is a blessing. So, I don't think D1 is I don't believe that college basketball is a one-size-fits-all. you know, just because your child's not D1 doesn't mean that they can't have a phenomenal experience as well. And it's about fit. So
you said it's about what?
Fit. You know, fit.
Fit.
It's about the right fit for your child.
Explain that to us a little bit more. Because you got to remember, we have some parents on here that may be listening that may not quite understand that term. And what do you mean by fit?
You know, for us, Matthew was only recruited by Division I schools, which is fine, but Matthew's probably about 6'8" and basketball is a tall man sport. But we have friends that, one in particular whose son is going to be going to Capital University, which is a very small, very private school here in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. And his son wants to be an attorney, and they have a phenomenal law school there. And his son is a great basketball player. And, you know, they never even considered D2 because they wanted a great law school. Now, his son also wanted to play basketball while he goes to college, but that was the path that they took because they thought that was going to be a better fit for their son.
Okay.
One size does not fit all.
Exactly. And that's a good philosophy for all parents to remember, all parents to keep in mind. You started out and you said something earlier on, and I meant to chime in at that time, but I was just trying to get the rest of the story out. You mentioned something about not falling into traps. Break that down for us a little bit and give us a little insight of what are you talking about when you're saying not falling into traps. What kind of traps are out there? Because I'm a parent. I don't know anything about this recruiting process. I'm scared. My son's a fairly decent player, and, you know, I got people coming at me from all different directions. You know, if that's the trap you're talking about, give me some insight on what you're talking about.
That's definitely, you know, one of them. You know, I think sometimes AAU can be a trap. And I feel AAU is incredibly necessary and very important. I don't mean that kind of a thing, but making sure that you make wise choices and wise decisions for, you know, asking the right questions. But the most important thing as far as helping you not fall into a trap, in my opinion, is keeping your circle small and keeping people around you that were there from the beginning. I think that a lot of the people that come in later on can be not necessarily for your child's best interest. Of course, there could be exceptions to that. But for our family, we have held tight to the people that were there all along. I mean, Matthew was a late bloomer. He was kind of went through like an uncoordinated stage when he was kind of growing into his feet. You know, he was always tall, but not exceptionally tall. He was definitely always one of the tallest kids on his teams and stuff, but he wasn't ever the tallest. And then all of a sudden, you know, he really started growing and he went through a stage where he wasn't, you know, as coordinated or he just kind of had to figure it out. And the people that were there for Matthew during that period are the people that are still with us. But it's interesting, the people that are not there during that period who now want to be there, and that's not an option.
All right. All right, folks, you're hearing this information firsthand, and you got to realize, and it's almost like you took a fresh flower outside for the very first time, and all of a sudden now the bees starting to smell that nectar, and all of a sudden you got bees coming from every which direction. Okay, but that flower was doing just fine while it was in your house. And I know it has something to offer and everything else, but it doesn't, you know, it only needs a certain amount of bees because only a certain amount of bees are going to be able to get out of that flower what they need to get out of that flower to take back to do their honey thing, so on and so forth. But the number of bees that's coming towards it ain't always a good thing.
Yep.
And I don't know how I came up with that analogy, but that just came out of left field somewhere. But you know, that's what I'm saying. But that's something that happens all the time in our community. And mm-hmm. I say in our community, now I'm looking at it from the standpoint of having an athletic child. You'll see that mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have these folks come out of nowhere, you know, gravitating towards your child, although they wasn't there earlier on. You know, that's what we as parents need to be involved. And I think yeah. that's where we add the most value to that situation.
I agree.
You know, you talked about some other things, but I want to try to get from you any lessons learned that you experienced, you know, during the time that your son was going through the recruiting process, other than, you know, these folks coming out of the woodwork, you know, walking between walls and all this kind of stuff just to get next to you. But any other lessons that was learned during this time period?
I think to keep an open mind, to listen to your child, because there's going to be things that they may pick up from the recruiting process that you don't. But on the flip side, I do feel it is important to be very involved in the recruiting process with them. I don't think it's something that you just turn over to your child because they are children. I know for me, I kept a journal, not a journal, but like a notebook of the coaches, and every time I would talk to them and, you know, I took little notes as to what we, you know, just briefly what we talked about and what their interests are. And I think, you know, for Matthew, it was a big deal for him that he fit into the system of the school he was going to go to, you know, his playing style. And from a parent, you know, the academic end was very important to my husband and I, because at some point in time, the ball was going to stop bouncing. And, you know, obviously all kids want to play as long as they can, which is, you know, great. Nothing wrong with that. But I am about balance and about, you know, the other side of it. So it was interesting to see which coaches that was a priority to them as well. And, you know, you start seeing where some, it wasn't a priority, which is fine, you know, to each his own. But for us, it was very important. So just kind of standing in that gap and being there with your child, you know, alongside of your child for that ride. And you know, it's an exciting thing and it's a blessing. And, you know, we were grateful for all of it and all the interest that he had and all the offers that he had, that we were equally grateful for all of them. We never took any of it for granted, but definitely kind of standing in that gap with your son while he's going through it, because it can be overwhelming. And I think kids can get sidetracked because they're kids. So just keeping things balanced.
You know, that's a valuable nugget right there, folks, because we stress that point all the time here on the Parents for the Parents Network. We have to be our child's biggest advocate. We have
yep.
to be the one that's going to be there when times get tough. Because if we don't, then somebody will. And that someone mm-hmm. that will may not be the someone that's really and truly looking out for that child's best interest. You know, we stress that point over and over and over again, and Annette just brought it home again and just said the importance of it, not an optional thing. Now, you don't have to be the one that's going to have total control, is my way or the highway, or, hey, we're not doing it. No, as you just heard her say very clearly, you know, her son, he kept involved, he did his part. You know, and at the same time, they were like the buffers, you know. And because you got to remember, these kids are dealing with someone that has been trained to sell the dough out of a biscuit without even breaking the crust. And that's the way I look at these coaches. I call them coaches slash used car salesmen. You know, they got the skill. They got the skill. They go to a selling class and learn how to make that sale, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about for them. Because as long as they can make that sale, they're staying employed because they're pulling in the right product that they need to have to build, continue building on their chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, so it's vital. Yes, yes. You know, so it's vitally important that we stay connected to the process and we make sure that we're there for them. At the end of the day, we have to be. It's not an optional thing. It's not an optional thing. It's not someone that comes in that's going to make some last-minute decisions and help you make decisions on what your child should or shouldn't be doing. No, that's not it. And neither one of them carried that child for 9 months, or neither one of them woke up in the middle of the night and changed that diaper. So they're not in this decision-making process.
I agree.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, man. So came up with another question. I forgot to give you this one here early on, but I know that you're very capable of handling it just based upon what you said thus far. You know, what type of information do we share, or you think we should share, just looking at some of the notes that you took in your diary, type of information that you should share with a parent that doesn't have one of a high-profile athlete, an athlete that's not receiving as many offers?
I would say fit. I would say, you know, what is their academic program? We have another friend whose son just committed. I can't remember the name of the college, but I believe it's D2. And he wants to be in computer science. And this kid is super focused. Really good grades, just really has it together, and knows, you know, was able to kind of see where he was at. Like, he had an honest assessment of where he was, of where he is, and his parents had an honest assessment. You know, he was not going to be a D1 player, and that's okay. It is not a problem. And we went to his graduation party this year, and he was so excited about how good this computer science program was at this college that he is going to. He was just ecstatic about it. And, you know, and just there again, being realistic, because I don't think it benefits your child, and I don't think it benefits yourself to not be realistic with where your child is. And you have to remember, whether it is D1, D2, NAIA, none of those are bad options. Your child is doing what they love while they're going to college. You know, and we got to remember, it's student-athlete, not athlete-student. So, you know, unless your child is very fortunate to be one of these, you know, five-star, top 20 in the nation kids where you know they are going to be one and done, there's no question about it. You know, they kind of just came out the womb like that. You know, that's a completely different scenario. But if you're not one of those kids, I feel there needs to be a good, strong dose of reality.
Exactly, exactly. And I've, you know, shared that with the parents here on the network several times, and you're just echoing the same thing that I have said. So, folks, there has to be some truth to it. You've heard it time in and time out. Without a doubt, man, it's not like we sit here and we have coordinated what we're going to say. It's just the bottom line, the real picture. Mm-hmm. It's not a sugar-coated picture. It's not something that I said, well, hey, in that one, when you talk today, I want you to say this, and I want you to say that, and I want you to say this. No, we're not trying to make no sales pitch. We're trying to give you some real upfront information on how the game is being played. And if you are not an act of that process, and you're not working in the best interest of your child, then you're going to have some problems. And in the end,
reality,
the situation,
you've got to have reality. You have to, and that's the part I think when you see the parents that are living through their children instead of with them, because I don't, you know, there's nothing wrong with living with them. I mean, I love Matthew with all my heart. He's, you know, like I said, he's our only child. You know, nothing wrong with, you know, going on that journey with your son, seeing their dreams come true, and they're enjoying the journey. There's nothing wrong with that whole process. But when you start seeing the parents that are living through their kids, that's where you, in my opinion, start seeing the problems, at least through my experience. Those are the parents that tend to be off the hook. Everything is everyone else's fault. Their child's not getting this or that offer because it's everyone else's fault. It's not their child. And at the end of the day, that's absurd. It's, you know, like what you just said about some of these coaches, you know, during the recruiting process, it's a business. It's a business, and they need to keep their jobs, and it's to win games. It's not about somebody out to get you or some, you know, if your kid can play on the D1 level, then they're going to get offers on the D1 level. If your kid can play on the D2 level, they're going to get offers on the D2 level. If it, you know, and if they're getting no offers, they probably need to get better. It's, you know, but I have ran into so many parents where it's just this finger-pointing thing all the time, negative, negative. And it's like, that's absurd. Your child probably needs to put more work in. And you know what? Some kids can put tons and tons and tons of work in, and they're never going to be D1, D2, or D3. And that is okay, too. It's okay. You know, it's sad when you see people put, parents put so much into, so much stock into their child hopefully growing up and taking care of them, which is a lot of pressure to put on a kid, you know, that you just kind of forget the whole big picture that, you know what, that may not be for them. That may not be their path. That may, and it's okay. It doesn't mean that there's not other paths. It doesn't mean they're not going to be successful. It doesn't, you know, it's sad to me. And that's the part of this industry that has been the hardest for me, is seeing that or seeing kids go through that. I just can't relate. It's, you know, if Matthew would have stopped growing at 6'3" or whatever, and you know, if those skills didn't translate maybe into guard skills or whatever it would have needed to have, you know, translated into at that height to still be D1, it's okay. You know, it's like that doesn't have anything to do with his character or what type of a kid he is or how far he's going to go in life. But it's a sad, there's a big part of this industry from what I've seen that is very sad. And I can't relate to that part, you know. We just can't. My husband nor I, it's like you just sit back and shake your head and you think of the pressure that these people are putting on their kids to act like that.
Well, you know, that is truly a sad part in itself. And when you have these parents that are, you know, like you stated earlier on, trying to live through their athlete, which makes no sense. Come on now.
No.
You know, it's your child's dream. Allow your child to live their dream.
Right.
Your dream is over. You have a nightmares right now, so
right.
You might as well go ahead and push that off to the
side
and go ahead and let that go, you know,
Yep. Because
you're waking up in the middle of the night thinking that your child got cut and he's sent back home and you got to go pick him up from the bus station or whatever. So you're having nightmares right now, so you need to go ahead and let that go. Let your child live their dream out and do what they feel is comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, you guide them there, you get them there, and you move on from there. You know, one of the things that you mentioned a second ago, you know, I try to push this as often as possible. You know, when you have an athlete that has been involved in the game, that has developed their game, and they look like they have, you know, just the slightest bit of potential, and, you know, they may need a little bit of work here, a little bit of work there. Hey, then at the same time, you know, I often tell them you may need to get some additional exposure so that you can learn
right. Some
more things so that you can, you know, sharpen your skills. And I don't care if you go to Division I, II, III, NAIA, junior college or whatever. You know, even NAIA has Division 1s, 2, and 3. So, you know, you may have to be NAIA Division 3. But there still may be a school out there that may still have a slot for you. So, you know, don't give it up totally. And don't turn your nose down at it because, you know, you're not going to be at March Madness, NCAA, prime time on CBS Sports. No, that may not be the case. That may not be your spot.
Yep.
But,
and keeping that focus
definitely.
While you're in that, you know, it's like you're going to college for free or you're, you know, or at a discount or, you know, because I don't think D3 pays for everything, but, you know, whatever. You're doing what you love. You're having fun. You know, what a great experience to be in college and playing basketball. You know, it's a great thing, you know, having that camaraderie, having that opportunity. But like I said, that opportunity is not going to be there for everybody. It's just not.
Exactly.
You know, and
it's not going to be there for everybody. It's not going to be there forever.
No, for sure not forever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So you make the best of it while you get a chance, and
yeah.
And then later
it.
On you. Exactly. Well, we're at the point in the show where we're gonna take a little break. I don't have to pay no bills, so we don't have to run those type of commercials. But I do put a little additional information out there with a few infomercials that I have that I normally share with the folks. So. I'll be right back, and hopefully you'll stay on with us, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Okay.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
I'm passionate about sports, and I think youth sports has so much that we can give to our kids, all those life lessons. Parents have the best intentions, even when they sort of go berserk on the sidelines. We all saw that video of the hockey dad who was upset about the rough play on the ice. And with all good intentions, he went down to confront the coach, and it turned out disastrously.
Get the wheels on the bus!
Way to go, Paul.
1-2, let's go.
Usually when we go berserk on the sidelines as a coach or as a parent, it's all about winning. And yet, if you ask parents to list what they want for their kids, winning doesn't come up high on the list at all. They want them to learn hard work, determination, perseverance, how to deal with defeat. And all those are learned, win or lose. One of the things I'll do, is I'll actually hand out pieces of paper and give my parents and say, hey, just make sure you don't have your own kid's name on this piece of paper. I want you to look at that child today and find two good things he does in today's game. So what I've done is I've given him the role of a coach for a day. Don't try to get into that post-game analysis so quickly. Let's just say he missed the winning play, whistle blows. He plops into the seat next to you on the ride home. What do you say to him? And sometimes we just say, you know what? Say nothing. Just go to Wendy's and get the Frosty, because that's really what they want. Let's say you had to miss a game. How many times have you been on a business trip or whatever, and you missed your game, and you call your little son or daughter and say, hey, Matthew, that's my son's name, how'd you do today? What if Matt had his worst game of the year? You've just put all the pressure on Matt. How did you do today? How about a different question? Hey, Matt, who made a great play on your team today? You've got him talking about his teammates, which is one of our goals, to get him to be team players, all because of just the way I ask the question. It all comes down to what's your goal as a parent. It can't be the college scholarship or winning or the record. If your goal truly is the life lessons, that's going to occur through the good and the bad.
That's three.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to come back and finish out the rest of this show. Thank you for being patient, and thank you for staying in there and hanging in there and joining us back on the air.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, hey, no, our pleasure, just to have you on and you taking time out of your busy schedule, to come and join us this evening. Well, you know, we've talked about a lot over the last half hour or so, and it's been a great conversation. And I've got a number of folks here on the line. I'm going to check and see if any of these folks have any questions. You know, you can always call in, folks, if you're listening via the Internet at 917-889-8095. Hit option 1, and that'll let us know that you're on the air and you want to join in on the conversation. I'm going to go to this first call here, area code 757. The number is 679. You're on the air with the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Hello? Area code 757, number 679. I don't want to give out your whole number. Hello? I guess they didn't have a question.
Hello, Mike. It's Luther, man. I can't really talk right now. I can't really hear you, but I'm listening to you, and I don't have any questions, but I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I understand you're still on the job. All right, Luke. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, that was one person. We got another. Area code 203-507. Welcome to the Parents Coach Parents Network. Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I got on a little bit late, so I didn't hear her name, but I have to say I enjoy listening to you, to the sister. I kind of heard this story. It was good just listening in. Like I said, I came in late, so I didn't really get the gist of the story, but I like just hearing you talk about your son and the journey that he had to take as a means to other children, just paying attention and following through. And, Mike, again, your show is just absolutely incredible. I just like listening in, but I didn't listen in from the very beginning. So I'm coming in late on the middle to the tail end. So I just want to say good luck. I'm glad to have listened to the young lady the woman that's online, because your story has been incredible. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, ain't that nice. Thank you. I appreciate that as well.
Thank you much. Love listening in.
Okay. Let me see who else we have on here. You know, these folks get a little shy and don't want to speak up. Okay, I know that person. Well, I guess that's probably about it for right now. Let me see, because I see a couple other numbers that I recognize on here, but I don't think they want to have anything to say.
Okay.
So I'm not going to put them on the spot there. Well, what's the next thing or the next big plans for Basketball Mom's Diary? I know you said that you had a couple of interviews coming up. How can we listen to those interviews? How can we chime in on that conversation?
They're going to be articles. So please go follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Basketball Mom Diaries.
Okay. Okay. And so you said the very first interview will be
September 1st.
Now, will that be live?
No, they're all articles. They're all
Okay. All right. So we won't be able to chime in and ask no questions. We could just hear what was going on. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I am going to put a thing where if they have questions to the person I'm interviewing, that they can ask them and I'll, you know, get them answered. But, yeah, it's going to be articles.
Okay. So, okay, that's great. That's great. Now, other than the interviews, what else do we have in the works for Basketball Mom's Diary? Any big plans coming up?
No, that's about it. You know, I do have it, like I said, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So right now, I would appreciate any follows. That's it. We'll see where this takes us.
Well, I think it's going to take you far because you have that passion for it, and that's the whole key to it.
Thanks.
If you're just out here and you're just talking and you're just getting a whole lot of lip service, you know, that's not really a good thing, but you have to have that passion, and you have definitely let us know that you have the passion to be a successful program, and we look forward to working with you, working through you, you know, just helping you make things happen on your end.
I appreciate you.
Well, come on. You know, we have to do this. It's all about us as a community making things happen for that next generation to come. On that note, I know you have traveled around the country over the years with your son at different tournaments and all these other things that's going on. I was talking with another group, and I mentioned it briefly to you earlier on, Mothers of Athletes, which is another organization that's out there that's actually based out of New Jersey. Looking at, you know, sometime over the next few months or so, just having a nice collective conversation on going out to some of these events that they have and, you know, just introducing ourselves to some of these parents.
That'd be great.
You know, so Basketball Mom's Diary, you're welcome to come on into the fold and, you know, just letting the parents know that there is a bigger picture out there, helping them avoid, like you said earlier on, avoid some of the traps, avoid some of the pitfalls, avoid not connecting yourself to this here process and letting your child do everything. You know, all these little things that we can share with the many parents that's out there, you know, and I think we can make a huge impact, because it's needed.
I love it.
It's needed. So we're going to have to stay in touch. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, I said please include me.
Oh, yes. By all means. And I'm going to let you know and put the invitation out there. You're invited to join us on the show anytime we air. And, you know, we air every Sunday evening at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I know you listened several times because I see your comments afterwards.
Yep.
So feel free to chime in if you have an event that's coming up or if you have, great interview that you're prepping for and you want, you know, folks to check it out and you want to talk about it here on the Parents Culture Parents Network. That's what it's all about. You know, that's what we're all about.
Great.
We're all about building building relationships. Yes,
awesome.
Yes. And see, now I'm going to have to reach out to the young lady that you said her son is up at University of Virginia, you know, because that's the school that my son went to school at. Yes.
You know what? I didn't know that.
Yes, yes.
I did not know that that's where he went to school. You're kidding. That's awesome. Yeah, you would love her. She's great.
Yes.
Kyle.
Yes.
She's wonderful.
Yep. Yeah, he went to school, University of Virginia.
Wow.
So that's his old stomping ground. So that's yep. And so he moved on from UVA. You know, so I've had some experience with that coaching staff and, you know, the whole support group that's up there, and I understand, you know, how they do business and stuff like that. So yeah,
that's
so
great.
If she has any questions or anything, by all means, just let me know. We can connect and we can go from there, because it's a learning process too, especially
yes,
when you
is.
Get down to dealing with the folks. And you know, I actually went through the time where one coach actually recruited him. He left second year in, and then you know the new staff that's there now came in and kept on going from there. So you know, could have went either way, you know. Hey, I didn't recruit
so,
this kid.
Yeah,
let's get rid of him.
You know, that's a lot to go. That's a lot to go through. You know.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's a lot to go through as a parent, but even more as an athlete. You know, as one of them students in that program, that's a lot for them
wow.
to go through. Because you know, their next question is, okay, hey, am I in this coach's chemistry? You know, am I part of his plans, his big plans moving forward, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah. Yep.
Right.
So,
wow.
So Matthew is already at school.
Yep. Yep, he's
so how's he liking it so far?
Oh, he loves it. Loves it. You know, he starts his third quarter tomorrow. They had him graduate from high school early and go ahead and come up there. So he was able to get two, what do you call it, summer sessions in, like two. You know,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. So that was nice because, you know, obviously it allows him to get acclimated.
Yeah.
To the school, you know where everything is.
And you're ahead of the game. And actually, my son did the same thing. Mike did the same thing going to UVA. I actually had a chance to get a couple sessions of summer school before things picked up and everybody else returned back from the summer. And it gave him a chance to have a lighter load during the season.
Yeah, that's what.
Because he had picked up some, you know, some things during the summer. And I know another young man that actually went to University of Kentucky, Patrick Patterson. He did the same thing during his summertime, you know, did some summer school classes and actually ended up graduating in 3 years after
Are you
playing
serious?
At Kentucky. Yes, yes.
What?
With a
from
degree
college?
In economics.
Dang.
With a degree in economics from the University of Kentucky. He was in that same class with John Wall and Bledsoe and all those others that was in that one class. Came out, and I think all five of them went in the first round of the draft, or first or high second round of the draft. So, yeah, that's that class. But I think he was the only one that had played his entire time and ended up with his degree at the end of the day.
What a blessing.
Oh, definitely.
Wow.
Definitely. Proud of
that
young man.
That's priceless. That is just priceless.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, you know, there's some great things that's happening out here with our young folks. They just have to know and just have to be put in the right place at the right time and have the right, as you said, supporting cast around them to make sure that, you know, they dot their I's and cross their T's. You know, we're not just leaving them out there to the blind. Yes.
Now that's wonderful. And we don't hear enough about that end of it, you know?
That is so true.
You know, we just
don't.
That is
so true.
I mean, that's something I will share with my son, what you just told me about that gentleman. I mean, that's something we don't hear enough about. We hear so much about the other, but we don't hear enough about stories like that. I mean, that is that, and you know, and my goodness, and in economics, goodness, you know, wow.
Yep. Patrick Patterson, University of Kentucky. Pat plays with the Raptors now, Toronto. He's up in Toronto.
That's wonderful.
Yep. Yes. So
wow.
Definitely, it was a blessing
so
for him.
So he plays for Toronto, and he has a degree in economics. That is phenomenal.
Yes, exactly. 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 So, you know, he could have ended up anywhere. Could have ended up anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Just by itself, that was a phenomenal feat. Well, you know, one thing that I was on the call earlier today with Mothers of Athletes, which I was telling you about that other group. And one thing
yes.
that we talked about, I just want to get your take on it as well. We talked about how once the ball stops bouncing, once the game
yeah.
is over, you know, how do our children start to prepare for that transition? Now, I'm saying that based upon them not going on and continuing to play the sport that they have been playing. You know,
okay.
end of the college career, use up all the eligibility, they no longer have the desire to play. So now what? How do they make that transition? Because one of our things that we addressed in the call, and just trying to get your take on it as well, is who helps them transition? Who helps them in that transition? Because you got to remember, in a lot of cases, they're not able to get jobs while they're in college. Now, every other student can get a job, but an athlete is not going to be able to get a job while he's in college
right.
because they think he may connect with some booster and something may happen and all this other kind of crazy. So they're not really able to build their social network as all the other students are able to do. So they can't do an internship. You know, they miss out
yeah.
on a whole lot of things. So how do they transition from the last game in March up until you finally take that walk in May? How do you cover them, that 2 month window that you have to play with? How do you set yourself up with come June or July, you're in corporate America, or you're being employed by somebody, you know? So that's one thing that we talked about on Mothers of
yeah.
Athletes conference
yeah,
call today.
That's true. Wow.
And I know that your son's just getting started, and he's just starting out his freshman year, so he has some time to think about that, or you know, but we're looking at that across the board for many of our young men, because many of our young men, and one of the ladies shared a story about young man finished his eligibility, had a great season during the time he played, ended up going back home, and now they're out robbing banks, and they're being wanted by, you know, the authorities
what?
For bank robbery. Yes, yes, because they went back and fell into that lifestyle that they used to live, because they were used to, while they was in college, you know, everything was great for them. You know, they were, you know, being flown around the country to different games on
right.
a private jet, you know, and getting a little stipend while they was in college, and the schools
wow.
providing, you know, with clothes and shoes and everything else for them. So now, prior to that lifestyle, you know, you were in a situation where, you know, you wasn't, life was kind of rough. So now when you get back to that rough life, you got to fit in. So now you're back out there on the street doing whatever. And, you know, she talked about how, you know, a few of them are out there. It's two young men that she highlighted that was out there that got caught up in the system like that. You know, so just give me your thoughts on something like that. And after that, we'll be prepared to, yeah, get ready to close down here.
Well, I guess, you know, you don't think about that whole internship part, which, you know, is a huge preparation to corporate America. But
uh-huh.
I do think, you know, I think if you go to college, you know, you go to college, you're an student athlete, and you get your degree, You know, I know from the colleges that recruited Matthew, all of them said, yeah, you know, they all want to be pros, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's a great goal to have, and that's, you know, that's all good. And especially some of these bigger schools, I mean, you know, I don't think anybody goes to Duke or Kentucky or, you know, without wanting to go pro. There's nothing wrong with that. But not everyone's going to go pro. We all know that. And at the end, you know, that's a fact. And at the end of the day, I do know that the colleges, I'd say almost all of the colleges that recruited Matthew and that offered Matthew made it a point to kind of show us what they do at the end of that reign if you don't go pro, like as far as, you know, kind of helping them get jobs and helping. And I know that being a former student athlete is marketable. I mean, you know, that is something, you know, that I think a lot of companies, you know, because you tend to have light leadership qualities, you know, there's other things. You know what I mean? That sports can do. But, you know, I guess at the end of the day, there again, it's kind of you get out what you put in. And I think a lot of that is just going to be what you put in while you were at college. What did you get your degree in? I mean, you know?
That's true.
You know, at that point, I guess there's nowhere else to kind of run. I mean, you know, at that point, it's like the hard work that you put in, it's probably going to pay off whether you were able to do an internships or not. I know for our son, we've always very much guided him in the direction of what we would prefer with what degree he chose and all of that kind of stuff, because you do only get that short window to get that degree. I mean, that's free at least. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you can't go back at some point, but I just meant the part that is free. And I think going back sometimes can be difficult, you know, I say make the biggest bang that you can for while you're there. So that's interesting, because I know for our family, it's something that we've always talked about all along. The academics was always, no more or less than the, you know, the basketball was equal. It was like, you know, one was
never talked about. That's really great at a high-profile school, because we got to remember that most high-profile schools have a large alumni. Large high-profile schools have a strong network, you know, that's supporting the school. But if you look at a mid-major program or, you know, a low D1 program, you may not have that same resource available to you, and so, you know, we have to look at that from the standpoint of, okay, now what are we going to do to help our children?
That's a really good point.
You know, that's always, that's a valuable point. That's a valuable point. Well, Annette, hey, it's been fun having you on with us this evening. I said before, you're invited on anytime you want to join us. You know, anytime you want to chime in on the conversation, hey, we're going to be here. And again, if you have something that you got that's coming up that's hot, hey, just let us know. We'll talk about it, or you can come on and talk about it, or either way you want to put it. Give us your contact information again so folks can start following the Basketball Mom's Diary and look forward to some of the great things that you're putting out there.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed night.
But give us that contact information. Don't hang up yet.
On Twitter, Basketball Mom Diaries, and on Facebook, Basketball Mom Diaries, and on Instagram, Basketball Mom Diaries.
Okay, so on Twitter, is it spelled out, or how is it?
Let's see here. Let me pull it up.
Because you're
going to
make me go look now.
I know, because you know how Twitter is. Let's see here. On Twitter, it does say Basketball Mom Diaries, but the part that's the actual Twitter part is at @BBallMomHelp.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
B-ball
now on Facebook,
Mom Help.
Definitely. Yeah. On Facebook, it's Basketball Mom Diaries, and the same thing on Instagram. It's Basketball Mom Diaries.
B-ball Mom Help.
Yep.
What's it on Instagram?
Basketball Mom Diaries, with a space between the words basketball and mom.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we
and
definitely
Facebook
appreciate
is basketball
that.
Mom Diaries. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Always, always,
okay.
Always a
I
pleasure.
And I will be in touch for sure.
All right.
Okay.
We'll stay connected.
One.
All right. Have a great evening.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Well, folks, another wonderful show with another great guest on this evening. As always, we appreciate folks chiming in on the conversation. And, you know, if you have something that you have a question about, please, by all means, reach out to us. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. And you can find us on Instagram as well. Find us on Twitter at PCP Network, Facebook, Parents Coach and Parents Network, and also on Instagram at PCP Network as well. Hey, this is M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach and Parents Network. As always, we welcome you. We thank you. We applaud you. Uh-oh. I got somebody that called in the last minute. I wonder if they had a chance to get in on the conversation. We'll get ready to shut this thing down. So you're going to have to catch up with us next week there, folks. So on that note, I'm going to ask my man, Mr. Keith Wright, if I can find him here, to go ahead and take us out. And before Keith, let me give you this little jingle here.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Take us out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See.